Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
My friend Una over there.
And for more story.
Yeah.
There she is.
Just to say it, that wasn't live. That was not that way.
Could have been. Right, tomorrow is your next challenge. And we are going to be going out today. And you're going to be doing a little bit of a parking challenge. For just, you know, just something to do in January, you know, because you have me doing your pranks.
But I know, it's great.
No, I hate it. check out the videos at This Is I Radio on our Instagram, on our Facebook, and our TikTok as well.
Okay.
Last week, your challenge was a 3-point turn. A simple three point turn.
It's actually not called a 3-point turn anymore. I think you'll find it's called a turnabout.
You are so defensive about the name of it because you can't manage to do one.
I did one that was legal.
A 3-point turn?
No, I did a 10-point turn, but it was legal.
So this is us approaching the cul-de-sac to do the 3-point turn. Watch out for the cat.
I see the cat. You think I'm a cat killer? You're going to run over the cat. Come on, pussy, hurry. Mulan. You know, cats are injured in the testing of this woman. Look at all of them.
We're just going to pull up on the left here.
Pull up, okay. Right, left. Yeah, oh, there's good. Another one. What is this? Pussy town.
It was all
there's
the cats. Just sitting there judging you.
Yeah.
So you did. You went along. You did it in a few turns.
You're covering my blind spot with your big head.
Also blaming me for your blind spot. Use your mirrors, Una. Like, listen to the abuse.
You're covering my blind spot with your big head.
So not only am I being abused for your parking inability. And then you're sending me out to do pranks and abusing me during the pranks and get me to stick my finger in strangers' ears and lick taxi drivers' heads.
It's just, you're challenging yourself as a human. It's good for you. It's good for you.
I want to back out of this.
No way.
My solicitor said you should back out now.
Your solicitor.
Woohoo! Don't be hitting the cab.
No, because that's an automatic fail. I did that the first time I did my...
Ace. Much room, you have? You can literally fit your car in there. 9.
Oh, I'm going to get this.
Oh, you're rolling backwards.
Yes! Yeah! Woohoo! I did it!
Mouth like a fishwife. My God. Yeah, you did it in 10 points.
Yes.
A 10-point turn, which generally could have been done in 2.5, maybe 3. So the video is up. It is so funny. Would you like to know what your parking challenge is that you're going to be going out today to do? We're talking about Una's going out today to do her parking challenge number 2 last week. It was the turnaround, what Una likes to call it.
It's a turnabout, not a turnaround.
Whatever. It's a 3-point turn that she did in 10.
That's old school. Yeah. You need to get up, catch up with the lingo.
The abuse that she gave me.
I didn't.
People notice Una.
It's just people, when you think about it, you're actually facing 2 fears.
What are they?
The one Una in your ear.
Oh, this is where you're speaking in my ear and I have to do everything you tell me.
And B, the one with Una driving and you in the back seat.
That is terrifying.
That's a fear in its own.
It is. It's really, really terrifying.
Don't be ridiculous. You are giving me such a bad rep.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Now, how do you think that people are giving you a bad rep?
Morning. I was actually out to your part of the country there yesterday getting the eyebrows done.
Oh, sure, they're fab.
I was there thinking to myself, Jesus, Una's getting an awful slating from Cooper altogether for this park, and
yeah.
I don't know if she's as bad as what you're making out. But I thought maybe, like, if you got someone from the public to come out and see if you can play a game of spot Una's car, surely she can't park that bad.
Really?
I don't
believe you at all, Cooper. Mm-hmm. Put your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. Let the public decide. Team Una all the way. She can park beautifully, I'm sure. Have a nice one, bye.
Thank you so much.
No, she can't.
I can, beautifully. I wouldn't go as far as beautifully, but I can definitely park.
You definitely can't. And, well, we're going to find out. After the show today, we are going to climb into one of the iRadio cars.
Right.
Kevin Egan cars are very nervous about this. That's a brand new. Are you sure? It's Grant's. You did your turnabout.
Yeah.
Today, Una, you're going to do something that most people do perfectly on the daily basis numerous times. And you should be doing it outside because it's one of the safest ways for parking in a space, and that's to reverse into a space in between the lines.
Gee, you're very condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to reverse, but you know I don't reverse. I drive into a space. So I will drive into a space, no problem. I don't reverse.
Even at that, when you do drive into a space, you still can't get it in between the lines. You take up two spaces. So that is your challenge, and you will hear it on the show tomorrow morning here on iRadio. And we will be filming it. We will have cameras inside, outside the car, and at a safe distance as well. And we will be doing it in a controlled environment where there won't be any cars beside you. Just in case you do decide to total it, you know. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay? Yeah, I can't wait.
Don't worry, we're not going to get you to look for the dipstick. There's already one driving it.
Are you on my TV? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.